to really understand what's happening and what's about to happen, it's really important to understand the way globalists think about you, the way they perceive you, or let's say the masses, the way they look at all of us. Number one, of course, they don't value your life at all. They're willing to expend your life, as you know, in furtherance of their own goals. But that's not even the most important part of this. They know that they can trick the masses into believing literally anything. And that's why if you look throughout history at all of the major events of history from, you know, 9/11 to Oklahoma City bombing or whatever, the rigged 2020 election, the rigged 2018 midterms and the 2022 midterms, they know that they can push false narratives. COVID, the entire COVID narrative. Oh, be afraid of this invisible thing and you have to wear a mask and you have to lock down. You can't have a business. You can't have prayer in a church because this invisible scary thing might leap from one person to another. And people bought it. People went along with it. And they even went along with the tyranny. They became complicit in the enforcement of the tyranny. Didn't take long, did it? Didn't take much of a nudge from government. So what government and globalists know is that they can convincingly push any lie they want, which means they can carry out theatrical events or false flag events, or they can reinterpret or censor real events and make you think that those didn't happen, while they can stage fake events and make you think that those were real. And there are many examples of this, and some of them will challenge you too, probably, most of you listening. Let me just give you a couple of examples. I've interviewed Bart Sabrell in the past, Sabrell.com, S-I-B-R-E-L, who says that the Apollo moon landings were staged. They were faked. And it's not just a flippant thing that he says. He's got very convincing evidence of this and even essentially leaked videos from NASA that prove they were faking being halfway to the moon in their broadcast back to Earth. Actually, what happens, according to Bart Sabrell, is that the Apollo rockets launched and then the astronauts were in orbit for a period of time, you know, a few days in some cases, and then they splashed back down onto Earth. That's all they did, is they stayed in orbit. Nobody went to the moon. So whether or not you believe that's the case, that's an example of what I'm talking about. And there are other interpretations of historical events involving, you know, 9/11 or Oklahoma City or Waco, Texas. And in every case, there is an alternative explanation that actually has more evidence supporting it. But the globalists and the government, they suppress that and they push only, of course, their own narrative. So the way they think about you is as a mind mass to be manipulated in furtherance of their own consolidation of power. So every single thing they're doing is a psyop. Every new law they push is about controlling your mind, ultimately. Controlling your beliefs, controlling your knowledge, limiting your access to alternative narratives or alternative information of any kind. And you saw this in full force during COVID when you were censored and deplatformed if you didn't push the official COVID narrative. And some doctors lost their licenses. And people were denied education for questioning the status quo. And there are many other examples along those same lines. Now, the really big picture here, you will probably find this startling. It is that the globalists understand the timeline of history reveals that this is the end of the human cognition era, and there's a transition underway into the AI cognition or artificial intelligence era. And that the role of human cognition this entire time was to simply give rise to the machines. You know, human brains were needed to do all the engineering and all the coding and build all the hardware and everything. But now that humans are essentially seen as obsolete, the rise of the machines is underway and it will replace humans. And under this new scenario, humans no longer serve any goal of the globalists that they can't replace with a machine. You know, with very few exceptions, they still do need a few people to, you know, maintain the robots for now, or to write code or what have you, or to, you know, carry out the oppression of humanity. But for the most part, the globalists already know that humanity is obsolete, and they are now willing to sacrifice humanity in order to kind of clear the slate. They don't want human beings living on this planet by the billions. And so that's why the transition taking place right now is so obviously an anti-human genocide agenda. That's why they're shutting down food farms. That's why they're shutting off irrigation in places like Idaho. They're engineering mass famine all around the world. They're building and releasing biochemical weapon systems. They are injecting people with death jabs that cause infertility and early death, of course, and neurological death and many other types of death, cardiovascular as well. They are in the process now of an extermination phase. This extermination phase includes war, famine, disease, revolts, social chaos, you know, all kinds of deaths. But because the governments and the globalists are, of course, deceitful demons, they have to convince you that all these deaths are accidental or that there really aren't any deaths. And at the same time, they have to accelerate the deaths. So they will do things like they'll engage in geoengineering in order to cause crop failures. And then they'll say, well, that's climate change. And therefore, it's the fault of humans. We have to have fewer humans, and you're not allowed to use energy. We can't have combustion engines. We can't have air conditioning. We can't even grow food on farms because food is bad for the planet. And this is how they will achieve mass famine. And a lot of the, let's say, easily extinguished human beings on this planet will go along with that stuff. They'll say, yeah, climate change is bad. We all need to die, you know. And they'll practically commit suicide themselves. They will go along with all these restrictions that actually mean a sharply declining human population. And those are the same people who tend to line up and get jabbed with the latest fake vaccine, which is really a biological weapon for human depopulation. So you have all these humans that are going along with depopulation. And of course, their lifespan won't be very long. But you may have noticed, by the way, that COVID just hasn't really achieved the slaughter of billions that the globalists wanted. And so what do they have coming up next? World War III with a mandatory draft. So the pilot program for this is Ukraine. They've already waged a war against Russia, even though peace could have been negotiated in the spring of 2022. Even Zelensky was ready for peace. Russia was ready for peace. Boris Johnson came along and said, no peace for you. And then Zelensky later, the World Peace Conference, yeah. This is a template. Now you see that the mandatory military draft is being pushed in countries like the UK and Germany and France and elsewhere. And even in the United States, there's now mandatory registration for both men and women for the draft. So this is, understand, from a globalist point of view, world war is a human disposal machine. If they can start the war, they can have it, you know, declared, oh, it's a big emergency, we're under attack, they can set off nukes in Europe, false flag nukes, and then they can blame Russia, and they can say, see, Russia's going to kill us all if we don't defeat Russia. And then the media will push the narrative, you know, and they'll ban anybody who disagrees. And they'll just run this mandatory draft. So they'll draft millions of young men out of these Western countries, and women too in some cases, and they will send them to die, to be exterminated by Russia. And understand that the Western forces don't even really want to win that war. They want to keep the war going so they can continue to dispose of human beings in a way where they themselves don't take the blame. They can blame Russia for it. Oh, those are casualties of war. Yeah, a war that you started and you pushed and you refused to end. So they're casualties of your policies. And what if in the middle of that war, they launch another bioweapon and then they have another vaccine mandate? Oh, everybody has to line up and get vaccinated now with what? This new unapproved experimental jab that turns out to have mRNA weapon systems in it, and people start dying in huge numbers, even more than they are right now. Oh, yeah, well, the media will just say that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, it's not happening, they'll say. And then from that, most people will go along with that and say, oh, it's not happening. even though their friends are dying, their family members are dying, they'll say, well, it couldn't be related to the vaccine. The government cares about us. The government wants us to do well. No, they don't. They want you dead. This is just an elaborate way to kill most of the human population. So between war, famine, disease, and economic destitution, they can eliminate billions of people and never be blamed for it. Most people will never believe what's happening to them, even as they are being exterminated. They would still side with the very government and the very corporate media that's killing them, rather than awaken to the truth that they have been targeted for termination by an evil globalist regime that is hell-bent on global depopulation of human populations, right? So this is what you need to understand. As you can see what's happening, I can see what's happening. It's abundantly obvious to those of us who have access to good information, which is only through the independent or alternative media. But the vast majority of the masses, they just get their news from controlled sources, which are in on the scam. So they listen to CNN, or they listen to NPR, or they read the New York Times or whatever, and they just obey. Even though they tell themselves that they're not obeying anything, they think that they are independent critical thinkers. You know, we are critical decision makers. No, you're not. You're just a biological robot doing exactly what you're told, which in many cases is to go kill yourself. And that's what they're doing. They're just going and killing themselves. And essentially, what the globalists are putting out there is a system of choices. Look, you can have death by famine, or you can have death by war, you can have death by bioweapon jab, or death by destitution, poverty, and disease, or you can have death by domestic violence in your city or your local violence, whatever. You can have death by radiation fallout. You know, take your pick. As long as you just die, that is pretty much the message from the globalists. As long as you die, you're free to choose what form of death. I mean, death by consuming pesticides and herbicides and toxic heavy metals and all the plastics that are in the food supply. You know, death by chemotherapy. Yeah, some people want to commit chemo suicide, and so they get a diagnosis of cancer, and they call their chemo doctor, like, please, doctor, inject me with mustard gas chemicals, you know? And the doctor's like, no problem, we're happy to oblige, because we earn huge profits on the drugs that we prescribe, because we actually sell them for profit, even though we never disclose that. Yeah, because that's the way cancer doctors operate, one of the most evil groups of physicians in the world, you know, oncologists, sort of legalized mass chemical murder of their own patients for profit. So that there are lots of ways to off yourself. There are lots of ways to participate in mass extermination, but there are relatively few ways to avoid it. And those are the things that I teach, how to avoid mass extermination, how to stay alive. And for the most part, it means saying no to all these other things that the establishment is trying to push. Like, do you want this jab? No. Do you want to eat all these pesticides and herbicides? Nope. Do you want to invest all your money in the dollar and the banking system? Nope. You want to sign up for war and go die in a war? Nope. Dang. Right? And they just keep giving you more opportunities. You want to commit chemotherapy suicide? Nope. No, I'll do something else. There's so many cures for cancer, too many to count. We don't need your chemo. You want to take these pharmaceuticals every day until you die? Nope. You want to eat all this processed junk food until you die? Nope. Here, you want to slather all these toxic cancer-causing chemicals on your skin? Because we'll call it personal care products, deodorant, shampoo, aftershave, pre-shave, shaving cream. I don't know, skin lotion, sunscreen lotion, baby lotion, cosmetics, makeup, skin creams, skin cleansers, skin foundations. I'm sure you don't want to put all that stuff all over your skin every day and kill yourself? Nope, not interested. Dang it. Could we poison your laundry detergent with fragrance chemicals? Nope. I don't want to walk around wearing cancer chemicals. You see what I mean? They're like, dang it, man, we can't kill these people. They're so resistant to propaganda and self-annihilation. How are we going to trick them? So mostly survival It's achieved by not being tricked. That's really the answer. You want to live through whatever this is? Don't be gullible. Because all it takes is one thing. You go along with one thing and they will kill you. Or they'll convince you to kill yourself, essentially. So keep that in mind. And if you want to stay healthy and alive, by the way, check out our products at healthrangerstore.com. Laboratory tested, certified organic, almost all of them across the board. And we've got superfoods, nutritional products, personal care products, all completely free of synthetic, toxic fragrance chemicals or artificial dyes or colors or fillers or any of that garbage. We avoid GMOs. We avoid made in China. We test everything for, you know, heavy metals and glyphosate. And we test all our products for microbiology as well, because we want you to stay healthy and alive while the establishment wants you to stay, you know, gullible and then dead. So stay alive. Shop at healthrangerstore.com and we'll help you do that. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, it's super simple and it's real, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart, you know, it's got a nice berry flavor. And it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have, for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane Mushroom Capsules. Organic Lion's Mane Mushroom Powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. It can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have Brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable decentralized free speech platform, but we also have Brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100
in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like, it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.